All right, instant reaction podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Iowa State knocks off number 9 Baylor today, 72-69. Wow. I really don't know how Iowa State was able to win that game, guys. It got killed on the glass. The number that stands out to you, 26-2, that's what Baylor's advantage over Iowa State was when it came to second chance points. Iowa State was just dismantled on the glass. Baylor, let's see here. Baylor had more offensive rebounds than Iowa State had total rebounds. 20 offensive boards for the Bears to 17 total for Iowa State. It was really incredible. And it's not like Iowa State shot the three ball that well either. It was 8 for 15. That's a high percentage right there, but it's not exactly a – I mean, this is an Iowa State team we've seen hit 15 threes in this building. So where do you go from here? Well, Iowa State now tied with West Virginia alone for second place in the Big 12 leading up to Tuesday night's game at Oklahoma State. I believe Baylor and West Virginia play on Big Monday, so that will be a game that Iowa State fans will be watching very closely. Hell of a night tonight by Deontay Burton. I thought that Deontay attacked this game with a different level of energy at the beginning. You could tell, and I asked him about this in post-game. When you play Baylor with that mind, you have to have a different mindset down low, and that's what Deontay Burton had today for Iowa State. Didn't do a lot on the glass. Nobody did for the Cyclones. Iowa State's leading rebounder tonight was, I believe it was Deontay with 3. Naz and Solomon Young each had 3 apiece as well. That's how bad of a night it was on the glass for the Cyclones. Nonetheless, able to get it done. The bank shot at the end, probably the biggest shot Deontay Burton's hit in his Iowa State career. He did not call a bank, but he did say afterwards that he was blessed. So, heck yeah, Iowa State deserves to be blessed every once in a while. Some other notes. It snaps Iowa State's 5-game losing streak to Baylor. Of course, start looking around to the seed in the Big 12 tournament right now. This really helps Iowa State as far as it comes to getting that coveted 3 seed. Still very much in the running for the 2 seed as well. West Virginia notably today beat TCU. Really close game down there in Fort Worth, so they took another step. This is just good all-around win for Iowa State, though. Everybody contributed, and this is what you want from a team that what I like about it is, I mean, hey, look, on Monday, Deontay had 2 points and Iowa State was able to pick up the key road win. Tonight, he led the team with 22. Matt Thomas only had 2 points. So he didn't play a whole lot. He played 24 minutes, but only took 2 shots. The point is, you find different ways to win when one guy's on compared to when another guy's on. You're able to do different things on different nights against different styles of teams. Baylor, a very unique style of basketball team. Iowa State able to pull it off today, despite Matt only taking 2 shots. Not a typical Naz Mitru long type of day. He was only 3 of 7 from the floor. You usually see Naz put up a lot more shots than that. 10 points for him. But again, you find a way to get it done. You grind it out. And I fully anticipate that the Iowa State Cyclones will be ranked coming up on Monday in the polls. I believe that would be the first time since they lost to Iowa. 4th win over a top 10 team in Steve Prohm's 2 seasons as head coach. Looking for some other notes on this one. Iowa State 2nd in the Big 12 right now. This is fun. 5 wins in a row for this group. Man, you're really getting mad when you think about that Texas game. It should be 7 in a row at this point. It would be 7 in a row had they won that game. But really fun day. This is a beautiful basketball game all the way around. Baylor played very well, too. Both of these teams played just really good ball tonight. And Iowa State, luckily for all of us, the Cyclones came out on top. Just a really, really fun day. So Rob Gray's here today covering the game with me. He's going to have a great feature on the ball game waiting for you guys. I'm going to head in to write a column right now from the game. Fun day in Hilton. Thanks for listening. Get home safely, and we'll see you all back here on Tuesday.